Hi, it's Claire from Radio TY. I'm here with Lauren, Eilish, Melissa, Kira, Aoife and Aisling, who are just back from Google headquarters at the Aircom Junior Spider Awards. So girls, can you tell me about your first impressions?
Well, we got into town and we saw the Google sign and we got really excited then. And we ran in, we went through security and they gave us our badges. It was all very exciting. And then we saw this big kind of wall and floor area where there was all pictures of the crew up from Google, and they were all dressed up, and we thought that was so cool. We were kind of like, oh, I'd love to be part of that. Like, it seemed like such a cool team. And so then we were waiting to go through, and the woman who was leading us through, she said, oh guys, when you're going in, just watch out for the reptiles. And we were like, sorry, the what? And so that was an exciting start. So we were really excited. That was kind of our first impression.
Oh, that sounds really cool. So what kind of exhibitions were there?
There was Dublin Zoo were there with their reptile section. So they had a really big yellow snake, and he was called Blue for some reason, even though he was yellow. And then they had like mini crocodiles.
Tarantulas.
Yeah. They had lots of different like reptile.
They had other snakes.
Yeah, they had other smaller snakes.
Good
as well.
For all ages, kind of.
And they were all on display, and you could hold the massive yellow snake and get pictures with it, and that was really exciting. And a lot of the primary school kids seemed to really enjoy that, especially. Yeah. Spin 1038 were also there, and they gave you a goodie bag if you got a picture with them for Twitter.
I'm sure you took advantage of that.
Yeah. Followed them around. But yeah.
And there was face painting also as well. So obviously a party group came in to women, and they painted children's faces. We also got our face painted with flowers.
And of course, because it was at Google for technology, there were Microsoft there promoting new products like iPads and laptops, and you got to try them out. And that was really exciting as well to see the new technologies that are emerging.
And when the Google store was there as well, when they sold lots of Google like branded stuff and everything, but
hoodies, t-shirts.
Yeah, but it was quite expensive, so I didn't buy anything. Mm-hmm. And it was a
credit card only.
Yeah, it was credit card only. It was really cool to see like the technology like that they have there.
Yeah.
Just before we were about to go in, there was this alarm sounded, and we thought it was going to be like something funny. But then everyone was looking around saying, oh, I think it's the fire alarm. So we all exited the building. Yeah. And some of the people working at Google were carrying out their food trays, but they were having their lunch, just walking out in the street having their lunch.
Little field trip for us.
Yeah, big evacuation. Someone obviously pressed the fire alarm.
Yeah. And it was just literally before we were about to go into the auditorium for the award ceremony to start. So once we got back in, we were allowed into the auditorium, and the excitement began to build again.
Yeah, the auditorium was really big as well. It was massive. It was so cool to be in Google like that size.
Yeah.
So after all that excitement, what was the actual award ceremony like?
Well, Aidan Pear was the presenter.
Yeah,
so
he
started off. He was really funny, and also there was a comedian and magician.
Jack White.
And
he was really funny.
He like really embarrassed one of the teachers. He put a mask on him and everything. It was really funny.
And that really lightened up everyone. And before the award ceremony, which is kind of quite tense, but then when he came out, everyone was relaxed and excited.
And then
Aidan Power came back and did the actual awards. And you could kind of see all the trophies there with the web on them, and like we were like stepping, like, you know, we wouldn't get one and everything. Like, imagine taking one of them home.
The standard's so high as well. And there was the new category as well for the app, wasn't it? And the Space Chasers one is amazing, like what such young people can do.
They created a digital game, which you can, like, was developed that you're, you know, a space shuttle. And that was really cool, and they were showing little snippets of, you know, the blogs and websites and games that were nominated and that won. So that was really cool to be able to see what other people had produced and been working on.
That sounds really interesting. So we were successful. Can you tell me about that?
Like, what category? It was best concept?
It was the Terra Award. It started off with primary schools. And then like first to third year, and then TY to sixth year.
So that was our category. Our section. And we won under best concept. But like, they give little hints before they give the award. so like we didn't know it was going to be us, but Aoife, what did they say?
Like they give like a synopsis basically like of what the judges said about the winning vlog, and kind of from what the judges have said about it you can kind of guess
that it was
your own vlog, yeah, but you won. And like basically we had no idea that we like were going to win, because the categories and the competition was so tough, like we honestly had no clue. And when we won it was such a shock, and especially going up on stage in front of everyone, like I think it was such an achievement for all of us,
yeah,
to
be on that stage receiving that for all the hard work that we put in like throughout the year. It was like really really great for us as a team.
Well, I'm sorry I missed such a great day, like it sounded so good. So congratulations to everyone who won and who was shortlisted. That's all from me today.